Welcome to the Michigan Business Network. I'm Deborah Leventrasser, your hostess for The Leaning Edge, where for the next 6.5 minutes of airtime, we are going to be talking about lean in the fire service. Two topics that are not normally linked together, but we hope that in the future they are. So on the phone with us, we have Chief John Lehman from the city of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Chief Lehman, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Deborah.
So, Chief, you have been implementing lean at the fire service or fire department within the city of Grand Rapids for the last several years. Tell us a little bit about your journey so far in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, Deborah, it's kind of interesting for me because actually I've only been here just less than a year. The Grand Rapids Fire Department has been working on lean methodologies for approximately 3 years, maybe just a little bit longer than that. My history is that I came from a city that was just almost identical to Grand Rapids, the city of Aurora, Illinois. Same size population of 200,000 people, same size fire department, same type of city as far as the dynamics and the demographics go. I did not have any lean methodologies that we used in Aurora, and I worked there for the last 30 years. Been here in Grand Rapids for the last year, and what I find is that it's an extremely different place to work. All the data that I really wanted to be able to use to make good decisions, I did not have in my previous occupation, and here I've got all the data that I need to be able to make decisions based on that information, and to be able to do a lot more in-depth analysis prior to making decisions and to create a better working environment for the people here in Grand Rapids.
Well, I'm sure they love to hear that. And I'm sure your best practices could also be shared at other fire departments across the state. But let's talk about the fact that you're going to be a keynote speaker at the 7th Annual Michigan Lean Consortium Annual Conference this year, August 2017 in Traverse City. So first of all, that's a big honor. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And what can we hope to hear from you at the conference? So if we assume that this is sort of the trailer, you know, of your movie for the MLC keynote speech, what would you tell our listeners?
Well, I'd say that I've got a very unique perspective based on what I just told you before about where I was and where I'm at now. I think that Grand Rapids Fire Department is a very, very unique fire department in our service. I'd be willing to bet that there are not more than just a handful of departments across the country of any size that are actually doing the kind of things that we are doing here. I found that, you know, without looking at our processes in depth, that we really can't have any understanding of the efficiencies that we can achieve in our organizations.
So when you say that the Grand Rapids Fire Department is unique and there's only a handful of other departments like it in the country, what do you mean by unique?
Well, the fact that we're not only an accredited agency, which makes up less than 1% of all fire departments nationwide, we had to go through some very, very stringent processes in order to achieve that accreditation. But the fact that we're also using lean methodologies citywide within the city, I'm sure that from my experience that there are not a whole lot of fire departments across the country, hardly any, that are using lean methodologies to the extent that we are. We've got the philosophy of continuous improvement, and we're really trying to engage all of our employees in helping us to eliminate waste throughout the organization. We've got a very, very strong buy-in from the administration, and we're really working hard at trying to make that connection between the employees that are working, the boots on the ground, having them understand exactly how their assistance in bringing us through this transition is beneficial to them as well.
That literally, the boots on the ground, the fire boots on the ground.
That's right.
So in terms of your personal leadership journey, coming to Grand Rapids and being exposed to these concepts maybe in a different way than you've been exposed to them in the past, have you grown as a leader? And if so, how do you think you've further developed your own leadership skills?
Yeah, I really do think I have. It's really looking at things in a very different perspective. I think that you know, my leadership style was one of very constant and direct communication and leading from the front. And what I've realized here is that prior to my arrival, there were some problems with people just using the data to drive a very traditional mm-hmm. organization that resists that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so my role here has been unique. It's been to kind of look at the information that we've got, to look at the processes that we have, analyze those with my team, and then have a very direct way of communicating that to the people that really have no understanding of how this can benefit them. And so I think that's where I've really been a key player in this strategy, to try and unite maybe two different groups, that the head of the organization that really understands where it needs to be mm-hmm. and the actual workforce that are on the street that needs some very basic understanding of how these principles are going to be able to assist them. Because without that buy-in on a very simple level, mm-hmm. there really isn't going to be the acceptance from those people to be able to move us forward.
Well, you definitely have your work cut out for you, and it's exciting to hear Lean in this type of sort of paramilitary organization, public service type organization. We're really excited to hear more about this at the annual conference in Traverse City in August of 2017. So for now, Chief Lehman, we're going to have to say thank you and goodbye, and we look forward to seeing you soon. And you're listening to the Michigan Business Network. I'm Deborah Leventrasser, your hostess for The Leaning Edge.
He doesn't speak with grace, but I still love to hear the sound.